Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it will be food for you today, because we can get into such a place, you know, that we're too busy to have time for God. We're too busy to go to church. We're too busy to read the Bible. Well, then you really are too busy. If you don't do the most important things in your life, how are you ready to see Him face to face when you die? I don't mean it takes all of your time. You have small children. You have a sick relative in your home. That takes a lot of time. God understands that. But so often, we're so busy doing so many little things that we don't really pay attention to what should be primary in our life. Even if you got out of bed 15 minutes early and said, Lord, take a look at the scriptures for the day, or just talk to the Lord. Tell Him, Lord, I give You this day. Help me to live it according to Your will. Lord, please take care of me this day. Simple, but pray it, mean it. God hears it. The Lord said to Moses, this is the book of Numbers now, chapter 13, verses 1 to 2, then 25 to 14. It's a little skipping over between 13 and 35. The Lord said to Moses in the desert of Paran, send men to reconnoiter the land of Canaan, which I am giving the children of Israel. You shall send one man from each ancestral tribe, all of them princes. After reconnoitering the land for 40 days, they returned, met Moses and Aaron and the whole congregation of the children of Israel in the desert of Paran at Kadesh, made a report to them all, and showed the fruit of the country to the whole congregation. They told Moses, we went into the land to which you sent us. It does indeed flow with milk and honey, and here is its fruit. However, the people who are living in the land are fierce, and the towns are fortified and very strong. And besides, we saw descendants of the Anakim, and then the Amalekites live in the region of Negev. Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites dwell in the highlands, and Canaanites along the seacoast and the banks of the Jordan. Caleb, however, to quiet the people toward Moses, said, we ought to go up and seize the land, for we can certainly do so. But the men who had gone up with him said, we cannot attack these people. They are too strong for us. So they spread discouraging reports among the children of Israel about the land they had scouted. The land that we explored is a country that consumes its inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are huge men, veritable giants. The Anakim were a race of giants. We felt like grasshoppers, mere grasshoppers, and so we must have seemed to them. At this, the whole community broke out with loud cries, and even in the night, the people wailed. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this wicked assembly grumble against me? I have heard the grumblings of the children of Israel against me. Tell them, by my life, says the Lord, I will do to you just what I heard you say. Here in the desert shall your dead bodies fall. 40 days you spent in scouting the land. 40 years you will suffer for your crimes, 1 year for each day. Thus you will realize what it means to oppose me. I, the Lord, have sworn to do this to all this wicked assembly that conspired against me. Here in the desert they shall die to the last man. Read that section over. It's the book of Numbers, chapter 13, and it skips about a bit. So it's 13:1-2, then 25 to 14:1, then 26a, to 29A and then 34 and 35. So there's a skipping around here to give us a sense of what's going on here, that the people come up and they see that there are other people there and they think, oh, this is wrong. We've got to get out of here. This is terrible. And Psalm 106, remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. We have sinned, we and our fathers. We have committed crimes. We have done wrong. Our fathers in Egypt considered not your wonders, but soon they forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel. They gave way to craving in the desert and tempted God in the wilderness. They forgot the God who had saved them, who had done great deeds in Egypt, wondrous deeds in the land of Ham, terrible things at the Red Sea. Remember us, O Lord, as you favor your people. Then he spoke of exterminating them. But Moses, his chosen one, withstood him in the breach to turn back his destructive wrath. Think of that. Moses came to the Lord, spoke in the behalf of the people, and God heard him. Before I even say another thing, let me just say to you, look at the hardship that people went to follow their faith. Brothers and sisters, we have it on a platter, so to speak, and still we don't want to go because of this or that or the other thing. Look what Moses did for his people. He spoke to God, and God heard him, and God blessed him. And so we look now at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented with a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and said, "Ask him, send her away, for she keeps calling after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." This is Jesus speaking from the Father. But the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." My goodness, I'd be mortified if somebody said that to me. And she said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. I'm not saying that every time we turn to the Lord, he's going to give us what we want, but he will always give us what we need. So it's not always miracles. He wants to give us what we need to follow him. And Jesus used that example of the Canaanite woman's faith as an example to the disciples. He was teaching them, brothers and sisters, how strong is your faith? How strong is mine? It can get stronger wherever we are. It can get stronger. I want to repeat this one part. She said, instead of being absolutely shocked by what he asked of her or said to her, she said, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." She identified herself with a dog. She humbled herself that much. And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. Don't ever give up when things are very hard for you. Go to the Lord. You may not hear a single thing, but he hears you. He hears you. Every word you speak, he hears you. He knows. God can do that. We can't. But God can do that. And he loves you. And he wants to give you life everlasting in his company. And brothers and sisters, you know it. So many today have turned away. So many people leaving the church. So many people just going their secular ways, the things that they like to do. And they don't pay any attention to God at all. Brothers and sisters, let's you and me take this next week to examine our conscience every day and ask ourselves, am I living the way God would want me to? I don't mean our mistakes. We always make mistakes. But are we turning against God or doing an act that is not pleasing in God's sight? There's where we want to say to the Lord, please, Lord, if I offended you in any way today, will you please forgive me? God will do that. If it's a sin that you've committed, of course, take it to confession. But sometimes we just make smart remarks or uncharitable remarks or I hate this person or that kind of thing. Please just bring those to the Lord and say, Lord, I am so sorry. Touch my speech. Please bless my tongue so that my tongue may be more like yours, that I may do more what you would do. This day is the feast of St. John Vianney, and he's one to learn a great deal about. He was born in 1786 in France. He was ordained a diocesan priest and assigned to the tiny village of Ars, where he worked great good through his attention to the poor, his moving preaching, and his long hours in the confessional. He is the patron of parish priests. Were we to realize fully what a priest is on earth, we would die. Even priests have a hard time with that. Oh, brothers and sisters, they would die not out of fright, but out of love. Without the priest, the passion and death of our Lord would be of no avail. Brothers and sisters, let's stop, please, please. I would ask you to, in a certain way, take charge of your life and give God at least 15 minutes a day. Read the scriptures of the day, or as I've said before, if you're already reading the scriptures, wherever you are in the scriptures, just read 15 minutes a day, and God will hear you. Because one of the most important things that I remember, over every day I remember, is that God's word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Brothers and sisters, God's word can change us, change our language, change our prayer life, change our minds, our thoughts. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.